This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Reminders of former U.S. President Donald Trump's towering influence over the Republican Party were everywhere at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference this weekend in Washington. The three-day conference illustrated the iron grip Trump holds over the right-wing, grassroots base of his party and how hard it could be for a challenger to deny Trump the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. In his address on Saturday, Trump said he was the only candidate who could end what he called World War III. He said, "Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled. It will be settled quickly." He said he had a great relationship with Putin and the Russian president would listen to him. Trump vowed it would take him no longer than one day to end that war. Trump served as a closing speaker for the event on Saturday and vowed, "We are going to finish what we started." Ukrainian forces defending the eastern city of Bakhmut are facing increasingly strong pressure from Russian forces, military intelligence said Saturday. Explosions could be heard in Reuters footage showing Ukrainian soldiers digging trenches on Bakhmut's outskirts. The battle here has raged on for 7 months. A Russian victory in the city, which has been blasted to ruins, would give Moscow the first major prize in a costly winter offensive. Ukraine is reinforcing the area with elite units, while regular Russian army and forces of the private military Wagner Group have made further advances into Bakhmut's northern suburbs. This, according to the British Defense Ministry in its daily intelligence bulletin. Tens of thousands of Israelis are protesting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious plan to overhaul the legal system in the country as the government presses on with the proposed changes despite the mass opposition. The central city of Tel Aviv saw its largest turnout in this week's protests on Saturday. VOA News. The nearly eight-year-old U.S. deployment to Syria to combat Islamic State is still worth the risk, according to the top U.S. military officer on Saturday, after an unannounced visit to a base to meet U.S. troops in the country's northeast. Army General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, flew to Syria to assess efforts to prevent a resurgence of the militant group and review safeguards for American forces against attacks, including from drones. While Islamic State is a shadow of the group that ruled over a third of Syria and Iraq in a caliphate declared in 2014, hundreds of fighters are still camped in desolate areas where neither the United States-led coalition nor the Syrian army, with support from Russia and Iranian-backed militias, exert full control. Thousands of other Islamic State fighters are in detention facilities guarded by Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. That's the United States' key ally in the country. American officials say the Islamic State could still regenerate into a major threat. Cleanup began in battered parts of the South and Midwest United States after a sprawling storm system produced ferocious winds and heavy snow that caused widespread damage and multiple deaths before racing through the Northeast on Saturday. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of New York State, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Fatalities were reported in Indiana and Michigan, while Kentucky's governor said at least 5 people died in that state due to high winds, possible tornadoes, and powerful thunderstorms on Friday. Italy's government will hold a cabinet meeting near the southern seaside town where dozens of bodies washed ashore after a migrant ship broke up on rocks last month. This, according to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on Saturday. Speaking to reporters in Abu Dhabi after meeting United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to discuss migration flows, among other topics, Meloni rejected accusations that her government had failed to act to prevent the incident. A Republican congressman from Texas was censured in a rare move by his state party over some of his votes on Capitol Hill. The Republican Party of Texas on Saturday voted to censure Representative Tony Gonzalez, who has supported new gun safety laws in the wake of the Uvalde school shooting, which took place in his district. The vote underlines the two-term congressman's willingness to break with conservatives on key issues. He also recently said that a Republican proposal in the House to restrict asylum on the U.S.-Mexico border was anti-immigrant. Gonzalez did not attend the meeting in Austin. And self-help author Marianne Williamson has officially launched another long-shot Democratic presidential campaign, the first Democrat to formally challenge President Joe Biden for the 2024 nomination. Marissa Melton, VOA News.